sing one more before the pastor comes. We'll sing that one, Jesus Was Slain For Me, Calvary. Such a lovely hymn. 177, the redemption, Jesus Was Slain For Me. And you know, some words in this, says Jesus was slain for me at Calvary, crowned with thorns was he at Calvary. There he in anguish died, there from his open side, poured forth the crimson tide at Calvary. You know, there, that's what Jesus done for me and you. You know, it wasn't a game, it wasn't easy. It was there he suffered and anguished, you know, and there from his open side, how did he get that open side? It's where they thrust the spear into him. The Bible says, and water and blood came forth out. Let's just sing this before we hand over to our pastor.
Jesus was slain for me.
Each and every one this morning, and shake hands, please, beside you. Say the Lord bless you. Praise God. God bless each one. We appreciate these hymns. You know, as our brother John said the other week, the Redemption Hymn Book, these hymns are the hymns that we're singing, aren't they? Praise God. And we appreciate Sister Alva playing this organ, and Brother Terry as well on the accordion through the weekend, when we really appreciate it. Tonight our Brother Sammy will be preaching, maybe Brother John will take the song service, and we'll have more from the Red Book. But I like the Red Book. I like the Red Book. You might be learning some new one tonight. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, when you go on and hear some of the modern day churches, it's like a rock and roll concert. Green and red lights flashing. And they have to have about 10 guitars, one's not enough, and drums battering and beating and kicking and thumping. And you know what I mean? You just wonder, is God even in it? But I'm telling you, God's in His Word. Amen. That's one place God is in. He's in His Word. Amen. Amen. And you know, the Roman Catholic Church say that God's in the church, but God's in His Word. Amen. And if you've got the Word in you, then the Lord's in you. Amen. Amen. Not only is the Lord's in you, but He that's in you is greater than He that's in the world. And not only that, as many as receive His name, to them gives he the power. Power. To become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name.
Amen.
There's no name that got name. The Bible says it's no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. Praise God. You can't be seated. Praise God. The Lord bless each one there. Our sister Carol's gone tonight for 6 weeks till beautiful Australia. And I know she was looking forward to seeing the grandchildren and the daughter and son-in-law and everything, and we pray the Lord will just give her a wonderful time as her and David goes. And Timothy as well is going. And Timothy's hoping to find work over there and maybe stay there. And we just pray that God will lead and guide. And we pray that God will really bless our sister then. Ian's going to be the Sunday school teacher next week. See the children smiling already. Praise God. Amen. But you know, he has a way with the young ones. And they are looking forward to it. And that's true. Next Sunday morning then, brother, it's from 11, quarter to 11 to quarter past 11. Sister Carl usually does it. So that'll continue on our Sunday school. Gary and Ruth still on their holidays. We pray God will bless them. And Sister Eileen Jones and the boys is away to Scotland. Good old Scotland. Praise God. My dad loves Scotland. Talked many a time about moving to Scotland. Praise God. And thank God for Scotland. And I know that a lot of us have Scottish in our blood. Brother Larry's looking at me. I said to Brother Larry this morning, you know, this is the real African weather we're having there. He said, you're right, brother. Well, you know, I want you to think of that. I want you to think of that sunshine that we're having. And I want you to realize the warm it was last night. And pump that up a few more notches. And one of the first times I went to Zimbabwe, it was warmer than it is yesterday. Now, I'm telling you, it was in the 30s. And they said to me, Brother Tom, they weren't sure how many meetings they'd give me. And after the first service under a tin roof like a cattle shed, they said to me, you're taking all the services. And there's three a day. And I says, brothers, there's no way I could do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd die. And they said, well, the people want to hear you preaching. And they cut me down to two a day. Two services a day. And I lost half a stone in a week. I should have stayed for another week. but I tell you, the Lord was in them meetings. The Lord was in them meetings. And at 6 o'clock in the morning after the first service, the pastor says, we'll be meeting in the morning at 6 for a prayer meeting. And I thought to myself, you know, I was thinking from home here, and but nobody had it. The next morning, they came in the hundreds. And the women came with the children tied on their back, with a blanket, tied on their back. You know, a prophet of God said, when God's people do that, and they get on their knees like that, and cry out to God, said God is obligated to move.
Amen.
Obligated to move.
Amen.
And the Bible says, when my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and fast and pray, then they will hear from heaven. And we want to hear from heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Want to hear from heaven. Praise God. You know, it's great. All them memories thinking back, it's great. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, I was only in the world 4 years. I used to think it was longer. I counted it up the other day. And when I say in the world, at 17, I backslid. And then the Lord called me in the High Bank Jail in 1989, 4 years. 4 years for the devil, and it was 4 years too long. 4 years for the devil. 4 years too long for the devil. I'm glad to be serving the Lord this morning.
Amen.
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 Don't give up on anybody. Not matter where they are or what they're doing. Never give up.
Great.
Never give in.
Amen.
There's hope with the Lord. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. So we just pray all these brethren that's gone that the Lord will bless them and let's turn in our Bibles to Hebrews 11, and I won't want to keep you too long. We're going to have communion this morning, and I want to talk about the real revelation of communion. I think I might have talked about this before, but I just felt led to bring this again and go over these things. Maybe we could stand when we find Hebrews 11. Let's read from verse 23 to verse 28 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Let us bow our heads this morning. We're going to pray again for Sister Sheila. She had to have a kidney removed. She had cancer in the kidney. But they say they don't believe it's anywhere else in her, and they've got it in time. Let's pray that this is it, and God's going to do something on that dear sister. If you have a need, put your hand up with every head bowed, every eye closed. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we're convinced and we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're the unchanging God with unchanging ways. You are Almighty God. You spoke and the heavens come forth. The words, your word is spoken word. It is truly the original seed. We thank you that you have never diminished or decayed or grown old or sitting sleeping on a throne, but you're alive and well. For the God of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And the heavens of heaven can't contain you. You are Almighty God. Lord, you condescended. You lowered yourself a little lower than the angels, and you took upon you the form of a man, and you became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And on the third day, you broke the bars asunder, and the stone was rolled away, and Christ was risen, risen indeed. You're alive this morning. You hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And Lord, you promised whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, because you give us the keys. And the keys is the name of Jesus. Through that name we speak over our dear sister Sheila. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak life on her. Life through her. Life upon her. In Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, that this demon will go no further, but it go from her. And she'll live in Jesus' name. Many, many years, Lord. In the name of the Lord we pray. Father, I ask you for every need in this room. God, that you'll meet every need. Even if it's a creative miracle, Lord, you're able to do it. Amen. You can do anything far above what we can even ask or think, because you're Almighty God. We commit it to you, every hand raised, every desire, every need. Meet every need, every desire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. Pray for Brother Gary and Sister Ruth and all the family, and Sister Eileen and the two boys. Bless them. Amen. On their travels and their holidays, and rest them and strengthen them in the name of the Lord. I pray for Sister Carl, for your blessing upon her, and David and Timothy. Lead Timothy, guide him, move him, speak in him, speak through him. Oh God, do something on him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Do it in every one of our children. Speak on them. Move on them. We claim them under the token in the name of Jesus Christ this day. Redeem them from the corruption of this world. Save them and deliver them in the name of the Lord. Cover us now with your blood. We've come for communion. praise you, glorify you, magnify your name, boast on you, Lord, and uplift your wonderful name. Come in your lovely presence, touch your people once again. Move on the brother, move on the sister, touch the back, touch the neck, touch the thigh, the leg, the headache, the heartache. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the Holy Ghost to move. Have thy way in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Do you believe it? Praise God. Just may we say it. Praise God. God is good. I thought you sort of remembered it every time. I'll never forget Brother Samuel Yaldi from Burkina Faso. And he came here and he didn't know much English. He was learning English and he was learning Greek and Hebrew. And that was all good. But I'll tell you, it's the Holy Ghost we need to learn. Isn't that right? Amen. It's the Holy Ghost learns us. You need no man to teach you. But the Holy Ghost, he's a learner. Praise God. But he used to say it, God is good every time. Hallelujah. Moses was obedient to this word that God gave him, and through faith kept the Passover. Moses delivered it as a divine ordinance to all the people, and God was the ordainer of it. God ordained that before the children of Israel left Egyptian bondage, that they were going to have this feast. And they were told to eat the bitter herbs. That was to remember them of the pain and the suffering they went through down in Egypt for hundreds of years. And they suffered under the taskmaster's whip for hundreds of years. And every time they ate the bitter herbs, it was a remembrance of all that suffering they went through. But when they applied the blood which God commanded Moses, it shall be a token to you and to your house. The death angel's going to pass through, and the death angel's going to smite the firstborn in every single house in all of Egypt. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And God's prophet Moses told the people, get a lamb, a 14-day-old, a pure lamb, a good lamb, a clean lamb, a chosen lamb, and sacrifice it in a basin and apply the blood with a hyssop upon the doortops and the door sides. And when I see the blood, over you. This is God's divine ordinance. This is God's way. God's way can't change. God's way won't change. And Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. The blood of the doorpost turned the death angel back. And the blood of the doorpost today will turn the death angel back. And if the blood of a lamb in the Old Testament could turn the death angel back then, how much more this morning will the blood of Jesus on the cross turn back? Sacrifice of all ages, turn back the death angel when it's on the doorpost of your heart and on the lintels of your heart. Oh, hallelujah. This was God's ordinances. Communion's God's ordinance. Communion service. A lot of people say we don't need to go to church. When you don't go to church, you don't pay a tithe, which is God's. A tenth of what you earn belongs to God. That's before your offering. Then you have your communion, which is an ordinance of God. You are to remember the Lord through communion. You're to remember the suffering he suffered on the cross, the whipping, the beating, and the blood he shed. Christians are ordained and ordered by God to remember it. That's God's ordinances. And our ordinance is water baptism. Some people say, I don't need to get baptized in water. The Bible never told you that. And whatever preacher did, he's wrong. The Bible says, repent ye therefore every one of you, and be converted and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord's ordinance. If you're saved, you need to get baptized in water, and not sprinkle, and not a half dip, but you need to be totally submerged under the water, completely covered in Christ. You're dying and you're rising up out with him. Hallelujah. And you're taking his name. You're not taking the name of some organization or some movement or some people or places. You're taking the name that's above every name. You're taking his name because you belong to him. Hallelujah. come without blemish. His blood is called precious blood. Precious blood, praise God. Hallelujah. God ordained this. This celebration of the Passover for Moses both was to be observed in its own person and also caused all the people that serve it. Moses himself did it. That's what I'm saying. Moses observed it. And he told the people to observe it. Praise God. They were to do it. All of them were to do it. And you say, Brother Tom, what happened if a house didn't do it? They died. That's actually what happened. They died. And I want to tell you this morning, there's coming a day again when the mark of the beast is coming into this world. And there's a number coming. And any man cannot buy or sell without the number of the mark of the beast. It's a number of a man. And you're going to have to be sealed with the seal of God, the token. You're going to have the token. And if he sees the token, you're going to be rescued. Hallelujah! Just like the children of Israel were rescued. They were rescued. When that death angel came over, he could see the blood. He could see it. And he wasn't allowed to touch them because of the blood. That's God's law. That's God's ordinance. That's God's way. Some people say, why is it not working today? Because they're not really under the blood. They're under a tradition. They're under a name. They're under a movement. But if you're really under the blood of Jesus Christ, I can tell you it works. Hallelujah! It works today. Because it's God's unchanging law and God's unchanging ordinance. And it cannot be broken or changed. It's God's way. They used to say, it's my way or the highway. Well, it's God's way or else you're on the highway. And that's the broad way. The highway is the broad way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Moses was obedient to keep this Passover. The means of the Passover. The death angel would have passed over if the people observed what God said. That was the means of it. The whole means of this, that when the death angel came, he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop at your house. He had to move on. He had to move on. He getting up this morning. He had to move on when he seen the blood. When he seen the blood, there was no place for the death angel to rest his foot. He had to keep on going to the next house. Because the blood was on the house. He had to move on. I tell you, when the blood of Jesus is on you and the Holy Ghost on you, the devil has to get going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his disciples power to cast out devils. I hear so many people and they've clips up. See how brother so-and-so learned how to cast out demons. And he took up the ministry of some other man that died. He took up the mantle of some other man. I don't believe any of that. I believe if you get the Holy Ghost, you've got the mantle you need. Amen. 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 And I believe the Holy Ghost in you will learn you how to cast a devil out.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, Jesus is greater than any devil. Let me read the actions. I'm excited. I suppose you guessed that already. I can do nothing about it. It's just happened.
Amen.
Praise God. Verse 11 of Exodus 12. And thus shall ye eat of it. Listen to this. With your loins girded. You see, if you're really serious about this, you need it ready to go. Ready to travel. Are you ready to travel, brother? Are you ready for the rapture?
Amen.
You ready to travel? Are you ready to get out of here? Or are you building a kingdom down here? A kingdom that's going to rust decay and moth's going to get into it. Or are you building a kingdom over yonder? A lot of people's building kingdoms down here. They can't get the churches enough money spent and some of the buildings are building. And the missionaries, there's no shoes in their feet. And they say they have a vision for God. Well, the last thing they were doing, some of them missionaries could get shoes. Is that right?
Amen.
But I tell you, they were told here, you see, when you eat this, make sure your shoes is on. You're traveling. You're getting ready to leave. Hallelujah. There has to be a coming out to come in.
Glory.
Amen. God brought you out. You could, I don't know where you were, but you were somewhere and God brought you out. You were always an eagle. You didn't become an eagle. You didn't become an eagle. You were always an eagle to begin with. Hallelujah. The eagle's egg that was put under the hen was never a hen egg. It was always an eagle egg. Though a hen hatched out that eagle's egg, it still was an eagle.
Glory.
It never was a hen.
Great.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That eagle didn't work. He wasn't bread to eat barley or wheat that was cooking on the ground, scraping about. Cluck, 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 cluck. But he was born to fly in the heavenlies.
Glory.
He was born to spread his wings out, and the wind would carry him. Hallelujah. He's a meat eater from the day he was born to the day he died. Somebody said you need to give him some milk. They're not ready for the meat yet. Well, an eagle starts on meat,
Glory.
And he lives on meat all his days. Hallelujah. He's a meat eater.
Glory.
Praise God. And God wants to give his people some meat. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. The milk's good, but the milk's only for washing the meat down with. That's all it's for. A good drink of milk will wash the meat down. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
My father used to tell me about the buttermilk. Probably young ones today, I don't even know much about it, but the buttermilk. His mother used to churn it, churn the churn, and get the butter out of it, and the buttermilk. And he drank the buttermilk. Now I know they sell stuff in the shops today called buttermilk, but I can assure you it's not the same as buttermilk used to be. Is that the truth? You brothers know that's the truth. It's not the same. It's a man-made concoction. But the real buttermilk was buttermilk. Amen. And God wants us to eat the meat. He wants us to have milk, but he wants us to have meat. Meat will put a backbone on you. Meat will sustain you. Meat will strengthen you. Glory to God.
Glory.
I know there's a lot of vegetarians about. I'm not one of them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I like the meat.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Give me the meat. Give me a leg of a chicken, a leg of a lamb, and the leg of a cow. Meat. And I tell you, take it spiritually this morning. God wants to give you meat. That'll sustain you. That'll strengthen you. That'll keep you. Praise God. I didn't plan on mentioning the eagles this morning, but it's happening. I love that message Bob preached on them eagles. You know, there's a smart aleck fella come on during the lockdown, and one of the message things on the internet somewhere, he come on anyhow. And he said all this stuff Bob preached was false. That an eagle couldn't live to the age Bob claimed. And this couldn't happen to the age Bob claimed. And something else couldn't be done that Bob claimed. Other thing else couldn't be done that Bob claimed. You know who his father was? The boy that come on with that. He was the same dad as the fellow that said Noah's Ark didn't happen either.
Right.
That's the same dad.
Right.
He's called the father of lies. He's the devil.
That's
who he is. It's the devil that inspires lies.
Yep.
He's a liar from the beginning. How many knows that?
Right.
He accuses you.
That's right.
You say, brother, yes, the Bible says he is an accuser of the brethren. The devil will come and accuse you, brother, and say, oh, brother, you can't pray. You wouldn't be able to pray. You've done this, you've done that, you can't pray. But if you'll just run him over here and say, you see that over my head, that's a token.
Yeah.
And because of that token, I can pray.
Yeah.
You see that blood of Jesus? It covers me. It just covers me. It cleans me. It washes me. It purifies me. And I'm free because of the blood.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray.
Amen.
You see, when he tells you not to pray, that's the time to start praying.
Amen.
And see, after 5 minutes, you're going to give up. Get back down again, do an hour. Amen. That's how to work the devil. Hit him back with it. Don't feel like reading your Bible, read an extra portion of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't feel like praying twice instead of once. Do the opposite to what the flesh wants. Crucify and follow the Lord. Amen. I tell you, these eagles, I believe everything Bob said. I would stake it, I'd stake all on it what Bob said. I believe it because it's in the Word of God. But he said when them eagles reach a certain age, every one of them eagles go through the moping period. But 33 years of age, you go through the moping period. And the callus grows over their beak and they can't eat the meat no more. And their claws grow over and they can't climb no more like they used to on their wings. They can't fly no more. And this preacher Bob went with an Indian called Tacoma. And they went out on Eagle's Bluff. What about that for a name? Did you ever hear of a place called Eagle's Bluff? It's in America. Is that right? Somewhere in America. There's a golden eagle. There's the Indian eagle, the Australian eagle, the American eagle. They even say there's a golden eagle on Donegal. That's the truth now. There's eagles everywhere. God's got eagles, and there's eagles in this room.
Amen.
You're an eagle.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible talks about as the eagle stirreth his nest.
Right.
So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
No.
Hallelujah. Well, when those eagles get to the age of 33 and they quit eating that meat, and they quit doing all them things, they lost their vigor, they lost their strength, they can't do it no more. But the eagle that's been in that position and come out of it, the eagle that's been backsliding, that God's restored, that's what it's talking about. The one that's went through it knows what it's like, and he knows what to go through. And Bob watched those eagles carrying over fresh meat and dropping the fresh meat into those eagles that were not conditioned, because they couldn't hunt no more for themselves, and they dropped them in fresh meat. And you know, he said that other fellas, what happens? And he said they've got a choice. They can eat that meat. And if they eat that meat, they'll live. And if they don't eat that meat, they'll die. And there's a lot of Christians in the valley this morning. They're in the valley, they're in places, and they're not getting no meat. They're starving. They're not getting meat, but God's got meat. And God wants to give them meat. And God wants to give them something that'll keep them keeping on. But you see those eagles that eat that meat, that eagle goes to the rock. Hallelujah. He started on a rock. And he stays on the same rock from the day he's born till the day he dies. We're on the rock, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No sinking sand. We're on the solid rock.
Amen.
And he beats his beak of that rock, and he breaks all the callous of the beak, and he breaks his claws of that rock. And you know one of the first things he does? He climbs the rock.
Amen.
He climbs the rock. And when he gets to the top of the rock, every eagle does it. When he gets to the top of the rock, he cries, brother. He cries unto God.
Amen.
This is not an act this morning. This is real. He looks up to the heavens and he cries unto God. And he knows that God will hear his cry. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That's the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The eagle cries unto the Lord, and the Lord hears that eagle's cry.
Amen.
And you see that eagle? It's not long till the wind comes over and catches him. And all he has to do is put his wings out.
Amen.
And the wind carries him. And it carries him back into the heavenly places. And he soars in the heavenlies. He was born to be in the heavens. He's not a creature of the earth. He's a creature of the heavenlies. And you're born in Christ Jesus. You're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This world's not our home. We're just passing through. You're an eagle. You're an eagle. And the wind carries him. It carries him. It carries him above all the storms and all the perplexities. He goes above the storms. Hallelujah. A prophet of God says an eagle can fly above the storm that's coming. He can see a storm and he can go above a storm because he's not some ordinary bird. He's an eagle. And he's specially made. There's special rays that come down over his eyelids and he can fly straight into the sun. A crow can't do that. It would put him clean blind. The wings of the crow, if he gets up on them heights, he'd disintegrate. All he'd have is a bunch of feathers. But an eagle can go up high. He's specially made. Specially made by the Creator. And God's likens his people unto the eagle. Hallelujah. How many knows that Israel's likened unto the eagle?
Right.
Brother John mentioned it the other week. You know, the Australian rabbi, when the eagles, the Jews, were going to have to get on a boat, a plane, to come back home. He read them of the eagle. And they boarded the plane. And God saved them. And he read them from the word of God. What a beautiful thought I am thinking. Concerning a great speckled bird. For I know her name is recorded in the pages of God's holy word. That's the eagle. That's the eagle. And you're an eagle. Hallelujah. I didn't plan preaching any of this, but I'm preaching it.
Amen.
The token's applied. The token over your life. Call for the token. Call for the blood on your situation. Call for the blood over your doorposts, of your heart, of your house, of your home. Call for the blood. People can say what they want. Let them talk. Let them do what they want. Ignore all the gainsaying. Ignore all the voices. For there is one voice, yes, saith the Lord, that you would hear this morning, and that is the voice of the Lord. For yea, the Lord would say to you that he'll change your church situation. And yea, the Lord would say to you, he'll change what's happening in your home and in your situation. And if you would trust the Lord, the Lord will change things. And the Lord will bring to pass what his word says in your situation. I tell you, God's able to do it. Hallelujah. People can say, see what he's doing. See what she's doing. But I tell you, how many of them's praying? How many of them's getting on their knees and praying? Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. When you pray in the name that's above every name, things can change. Things can change. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Prayer can lift a drunkard out of the holes. All the drunken holes and can dress him. Amen. And make him a preacher. Sidney Murray's an example of it. He's a wonderful example of it. What God can do. God can save a jailbird. God can save a prostitute. Look at the woman in the Bible that Jesus cast the devils out of, and she found the Lord. Look at the madman in the Gadarenes. Oh brother, don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Maybe someone you know has been driven this morning. From coast to coast, as it were, this man was driven. Not only was he driven, they chained him, they bind him, but he broke the chains asunder. No one could contain him, no one could tame him. But when Jesus passed by, something happened. Hallelujah! When Jesus met him, the fetters broke. Hallelujah! And the devils cried out. We know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. Art thou come to torment us before our time? Jesus, tell them devils to come out. A legion, a multitude. A multitude of devils. I wonder who took Jesus for a seminar on casting devils out. Amen. Wonder who took him to learn him. Nobody. Because he was the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has sent me, he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted and to set at liberty them that are bound. That's what God's Spirit still does. Amen. God's Spirit still does that. It opens the prison doors. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look also in this reference of after times. Praise God. I'm going out. I'm excited. Amen. Shaking, excited. How many believe the Holy Spirit's in this meeting?
Amen.
God's speaking to people. I can hardly preach because the Spirit of God's here. You say you're doing all right, but you know what I mean. God's talking to people in this room. Amen. Devil's been lying to you. He wants you to think God doesn't hear you. But the first time you prayed, God heard you.
Amen.
The very first time.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, the devil told me nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. I was talking to a big fellow the other day. He knows him. He's raw and he's rough. But my father showed me something years ago, and I'm going to tell you this morning. Sometimes when you look at somebody in the rough and the rugged and the raw, it's like a river. It can look rough and rugged, but if you ever get into it, it's no higher than your knees. But you could have a calm water and you go into it, you're not the same. It's deep. And sometimes people have a front up. But if you ever let the Holy Ghost get beyond that front, you can go back into their life and see what happened to them. And this fella told me how that he was abused, beaten. Many things happened to them. And he was suicidal. And his auntie took him when he was 12 years of old. He went till he was going to kill himself. He told her it was going to end it all. You'd never think of this big fella telling anybody this. And he told me it. And she got a hold of him and she rebuked him. And she prayed the sinner's prayer of him, and he prayed it when he was 12.
Amen.
And he never killed himself, and he's still here. He's still here. And when all his friends and pals are gone, he's time to listen to the Word of God.
But there's a front on of people's about some people's like that. But God knows how to get everybody. Amen.
God can save the vilest offender who truly believes. That moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Hallelujah. In reference also to these after times. Now let me go back to this Exodus. Verse 12 and 13 of Exodus 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You know, when COVID came in, a lot of people took quotations and statements. And I'm not knocking that. Please don't misunderstand me. To read something as a quote or a statement's wonderful, but you and me need to experience it. We need to have what we're talking about. How many believes that? We need to experience the blood on our lives and the Holy Ghost. And when we have the experience and we know the Lord, we can call him on the scene. And he'll hear us every time. The Bible says his ear is ever open till our cry. The Lord's ear is ever open till our cry. Praise God. He can hear us this morning. Look what it says. I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Also in reference to after times, to put people in mind of God's passing over. We are to be remembered of the passing over. God told the people of Israel to make a statute that they are to do it every to this very day, brother, to do it. Because they're doing what God said to do. Yeah. Amen. Look at verse 27 of Exodus 12. That ye shall say it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. This is a time for us to think back to Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross this morning. That's why we're here. We are reminded of his Last Supper and how he instituted communion as a memorial. Jesus instituted communion. No college instituted it. Jesus instituted it. I want to do the things Jesus instituted. Who agrees with me this morning? There's people doing things that's been instituted for colleges and programs, but they might be scriptural, but this is scriptural. When we take this wine, and we don't take Ribena, we take wine. A fella said to me, would you not be afraid if you had an alcoholic come into your church and he got saved and he'd been an alcoholic, I would put him back in the drink? And I said, no. And he said, why not? I said, because he's no longer an alcoholic. My Bible tells me he's a new creature in Christ Jesus. And one wee sip of wine won't put him back in the drink if he's really born again. They remember the Lord. And you read one of the greatest miracles the Lord did at Cana in Galilee in John's Gospel, one of his first miracles, when he turned the water into wine. And they said, you've kept the best till the last. They drunk the whole day, and the Lord turned the water into wine. I'll tell you something, you see, that's man's idea that they put an alcoholic back in the wine, and he better give him Ribena. The Bible doesn't say Ribena. The Bible says wine. Because wine speaks of revelation and stimulation. You ever get drunk to where you're stimulated? How many knows what I'm talking about? And I'm not promoting drinking alcohol. I'm against getting drunk on all them things. But if you take enough of it, it'll stimulate you. And I want you to spiritualize that. And you need to take enough of the Holy Ghost. Do you get drunk on the wine of revelation? Amen. Drunk on the Lord, spiritually. But this is a remembrance. Remembrance. And the Lord instituted as a memorial what he would be, what would be accomplished. Many Christians don't fully understand the relationship between forgiveness and healing revealed through communion. Jesus Christ was God's response to man's need of forgiveness and healing, Isaiah 53. That was God's response to healing and forgiveness. Jesus Christ is also our Passover. Do you believe that? 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our conscience. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes wounds we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, he his own self bare our sins on his body on the tree, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes wounds ye were healed.
Amen.
That's God's word. God cannot break that word. Don't you worry about breaking it. That's nothing to do with you. It's God's word. God didn't tell you to fulfill it. He said, I'll fulfill it. God said, I will watch over my word. And God is watching over his word concerning you, brother, concerning you, sister. The Lord's watching over you. Isn't that great?
Amen.
Not only is he watching over you, it's like our brother John preached a lot about Peter as well. The Lord prayed for Peter. Imagine that, the Lord himself prayed for him, and the Lord's prayed for you. Because the Bible says, I pray also for all them that thou hast given me. Amen.
Amen?
That's what Jesus said. Father, I thank you, and I pray for all them that thou hast given me. You are given to the Lord. You're the Lord's, and the Lord's prayed for you.
Amen.
And you come round this table this morning, you remember you're the Lord's. The night before he died, Jesus gathered with his disciples to celebrate one last time. The great Passover feast, as they ate, they remembered their nation's physical deliverance from Egypt's slavery. Then Jesus called the group's attention to an event greater, a greater spiritual deliverance that was imminent. To help them and help us remember this simple bread and wine called the Lord's Supper, communion, which points to the cross, the resurrection, and all God does for us. There we have the ultimate expression of God's infinite mercy and God's infinite love is at the cross. For God so loved the world,
amen,
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My time's gone. I want to give time for communion. I want to read 1 Corinthians. God bless you this morning. 1 Corinthians 11, as we come round the Lord's table, verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had stop saying, this cup is the New Testament, my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Don't ever try to examine your brother beside you and let him do it himself. That's the Bible. God will do that part. Let's examine ourselves. And here's the thing about it. Let's keep reading. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many asleep, which means dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. That ye come not together unto condemnation, the rest will I set in order when I come. Examine yourself. Brother, sister, whoever's, you know, as we come round this table, don't say, well, I won't take this morning, I'm not worthy. You pray yourself to the Lord for your sin. And if you think someone's not right in your own life, tell the Lord about it. You don't need to tell nobody else. The silent prayer, God will hear. He heard Hannah's lips, her lips moved, but there's no noise, just the lips move. And the man thought she was drunk, but she wasn't drunk. She was asking the Lord for a baby. Is that right? God gave her Samuel. And here's what it says, the word of the Lord was precious in the days of Samuel. And you know what it says of Samuel the prophet? Not one word of Samuel fell to the ground. God done it all. It was precious, and the word of the Lord's precious today. It's precious. You pray for your sitting as we come round to communion. Let's bow our heads and we give thanks for these emblems. Praise God. Heavenly Father. Lord, you know every heart, every situation. You know what every single person's gone through. Lord, and everything that's been spoken and said, and if I've said anything amiss or out of place, forgive me, Lord. But I've tried to preach as led by the Holy Spirit. I pray you'll bless this bread and this wine. As we protect it, we remember you, our Passover lamb. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes wounds, we are healed. We accept you as our Savior. We accept you as our baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And we accept you as our healer of our body. And we confess you're the coming King. We bless you. And we bless these emblems, and we bless your people. Bless the brother. Bless the sister. Whatever they're going through, whatever's happening in their home, move on the children, on the son, on the daughter, on the boy, on the girl. We claim that token to come in and to change everything. We believe you, Lord. No matter what it looks like, you're able to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue in prayer. And maybe your sister would come and just play softly if she wants on the organ. And maybe the deacons would come, praise God.